listening to The Martial Brain, the podcast that explores the intersection between the martial arts, science, critical thinking, skepticism, and that wacky organ that floats inside our skull in a pool of cerebrospinal fluid, making life unpredictably inspiring, infuriating, and sometimes just batshit crazy. I'm Jeff Westfall for The Martial Brain. Courage is easy. Discipline is hard. Today I want to talk about the importance of discipline, and as part of the discussion, I will draw a comparison between discipline and another admirable attribute, courage. Courage, like discipline, can take many forms. It can stem from emotional motivations like anger or pride, but it is better if it comes from logic. The emotional form of courage, while powerful, can lead to tragic results. The disciplined form of courage, which stems from logic, is what drives one to do what needs to be done, despite fear of the consequences. As I said, discipline can take many forms. Discipline can be defined as doing what needs to be done even when you don't want to do it for any of a number of reasons. Courage has one opposite, paralysis caused by fear. Discipline has a number of them. The desire for instant self-gratification, or entertainment, or laziness. Discipline has a number of them. The desire for instant self-gratification, the desire for entertainment, or laziness. Discipline is like the less flashy older brother of courage. It always amazes me when a young martial artist displays pride at his physical courage, but in almost the same breath says, no, brags, that he can't stop eating junk food, or can't bring himself to practice certain drills because they are boring, or can't hold down a job because he's got better things to do. He seems to display disdain for the mundane forms of discipline, being more attracted to the easier path of physical courage alone. As I said before, courage is an admirable trait, but without discipline, it won't get you far in life. Any idiot can expose himself to danger, or even throw his life away. The Roman Empire lasted many centuries because of, yes, the courage, but more importantly, because of the discipline of its soldiers. The Romans fought many enemies in their history, but perhaps no other enemy illustrates the discipline of the typical Roman soldier like the Celtic and Germanic barbarian tribes from the north of Europe. These tribesmen were renowned for their physical courage, often sprinting naked into battle, carrying nothing but their weapons. The average Celtic or German barbarian was a head taller than the average Roman soldier, and of course, much heavier and much stronger. Imagine the emotions of the Roman soldiers when they saw these berserk giants running towards them, waving swords as long as their very long arms. Yet the Romans won the majority of these battles time after time. How is that possible? The short answer is discipline. This discipline took several forms. The first form manifested itself long before the battle began. That was the discipline to learn to march in formation, to train over long periods to build the strength and endurance to carry very heavy equipment over vast distances without complaining, to build the discipline to finish marching 20 miles in a day and then begin the work of digging ditches and building palisades every night to have a fortified camp. This sort of discipline to do what needs to be done even though you are exhausted is what Napoleon referred to when he described it as 2 o'clock in the morning courage. To train to throw the javelin and use the short sword and shield. More importantly, to train to use them while maintaining formation in the face of the enemy. To learn the importance of keeping your shield locked in place so that half of it protected half of you and the other half protected half of the man on your left, and to do so consistently while stress hormones like cortisol and adrenaline coursed through your system. In turn, you relied on the discipline of the man to your right to use his shield in the same fashion to protect your other half. To learn to survive while eating military rations for weeks and months on end. After a career of 20 years of doing this, the Roman soldier, if he survived, was allowed to retire and was given a piece of land to farm. Now that's what I call delayed gratification. The kind of courage that results from emotion is seated in the parts of the human brain that often cause trouble when we allow them to control our actions. The prefrontal cortex, which is the part of your brain that allows you to delay instant gratification and to resist emotional impulses, only finishes maturing in the human at about the age of 25. This is perhaps the major reason why foolhardy emotional courage is more commonly displayed by young people, and also perhaps the reason why more logical forms of discipline are less common among them. In my years teaching the martial arts, I've seen many young men and women who are eager to display their physical courage. Far more uncommon were those who understood the need to endure boredom, or to eat food that is less than tasty, or to endure forms of pain to which they are unaccustomed. Many of the same individuals who are eager to display their physical courage, but not so eager to endure discipline, are quick to make fun of those who do display a desire for discipline. Back in the 1980s, my martial arts academy didn't have the equipment that I wanted to use for my strength training. I bought a membership at a nearby gym. After my workout at this other gym, it was my practice to withdraw off to a quiet corner and go through some stretching exercises. This often drew amused and even angry looks from some of the denizens of this gym. Aggressive and provocative comments directed my way were also not uncommon. One of these bulked-up apes even stepped over my body one day as I was stretching and loudly muttered, "Queer," to me as he did so. I always found it amusing that someone who would endure the agonies of forced repetitions and multiple sets of strenuous exercise laughed at facing the strangely different pain of flexibility training. A common Facebook meme these days is to make jokes at the expense of those who maintain a disciplined diet. This practice may not be as flashy and romantic as physical courage, but it is just as important, if not more so, and requires discipline that should be every bit as admired as physical courage. Another important form of discipline is that which drives you to practice drills which others might find boring. A common flaw in the training of many martial artists is to practice those drills which they find enjoyable, such as sparring, and to avoid the ones which they do not find enjoyable, like mindful repetition of technique. One reason many gifted athletes drop out of training at commercial martial arts academies is that they don't have the discipline to hold a regular job, leaving them without the funds to pay for classes. Or equally sad, they have a job but blow the majority of their money on instant gratification, like drugs, alcohol, or expensive food. I will turn 59 years old in about a month. I'm becoming more and more cognizant of a new form of discipline I had not considered as a young man. This is the discipline of learning to accept reduced capacity as an aging athlete. This acceptance allows me to continue training, but in a different way, rather than the alternative path taken by many athletes as they move into their later years, which is that of doing nothing. These sad individuals cease training altogether because they cannot stand to see and feel themselves performing at a level lower than they once did. I've learned that if I can tolerate seeing and feeling myself perform at a reduced level, I can still get a great amount of joy from movement. And more importantly, my teaching days are far from over, and I want to stay healthy as long as possible. Remember, courage is easy. Discipline is hard. Raw, irrational physical courage tends to stem from the knowledge that you are stronger, faster, or more agile than your opponent. Sober, rational, disciplined courage stems from the knowledge that you are all that stands between danger and your loved ones. A more noble form of courage. Anyway, that's what I think. But I could be wrong. Let me know what you think, or listen to earlier episodes of the Martial Brain podcast at my website, rpmartialarts.com. I'm Jeff Westfall for the Martial Brain. The Martial Brain is produced by Raging Squirrel Productions in association with the Rising Phoenix Martial Arts Academy. If you like the podcast and would like to help it grow, go to iTunes or Stitcher and give it an honest rating and review. Contact me with questions about the Martial Brain or the Rising Phoenix Academy at our website, rpmartialarts.com.